We are learning the laws of Shabbos in Siman Reish Samach Aleph, discussing the time in which one is supposed to light, as well as in the latest times a person needs to accept Shabbos by. And we learned that when it comes to a community in which there's only one shul which accepts the Shabbos early, that you have an obligation to accept Shabbos also with them at that time. Just want to stop for a second. Do we have a minion? Want to make sure we have a minion from our... Okay. So, he says, V'chein ha'isha sricha lahadlik haneros kodim zmanim elu. It's something which women also have to be aware, even though they're not attending shul, that the same laws apply to them. That in the event that there is one shul, and they daven or accept Shabbos early, that they also have to accept Shabbos early with them. When it comes to women, on a Friday night, for those that do not attend shul, they have to be even more cautious. It's very easy that they're not going to be aware of the time. They realize that the community has accepted Shabbos, and that's problematic. It says, "Sha'al yidei shemis atzus lahadlik nerosel," because possibly they tarried in lighting. Lo sashkiach heitev liros imadayin yesh zman lasos malacha. They may not even be aware that they're allowed to continue to do work. So a person who goes to shul, they know they're driving to shul, for example, they know what time they have to get there by. However, when a woman she's involved in the house may lose track of time. Let's say it's already late, not even the time in which one typically lights, which is 18 minutes prior to Shkia. But let's say it's already getting very close to the Shkia, she's not exactly sure when that is. It's not positive, it may be already sunset, it may not be. Asur lahadlik oz haneros. At that point, once Suffolk kicks in, one should no longer light the candles. But tizahir harbe shol tabo chasr shalom lidei chilo Shabbos. Obviously, when her husband and family comes home and sees that the candles are not lit, it can be an embarrassing situation. But it's better for that than for to light the candles on Shabbos itself. Mikol makom yesh lahatira lomer l'akum v'lahadik kaneros b'shvila. She can ask someone who is non-Jew to light the candles on her behalf. Kol zman shedayin eno olayla vaday. As long as it's not already, it's already setzah kachavim, which means it's already shkia, so she should not light anymore because it's already sunset. So she still has a short window of time that she can go to her neighbor's house, or maybe her maid, and ask her to light the Shabbos candles for her. Ve'im madlik ka'akum b'shvila. It's a question, should she be lighting? The answer is no. She can't be lighting. Someone else is lighting for her, and she should not say a bracha either, because it's already past Shkia. The bracha of lighting on the candles, the Shabbos candles, is only when she lights, and of course she has to light before Shkia. Now what happens in the event that she just doesn't light? So this is the next paragraph. A woman just forgot to light the Shabbos candles. It was through her negligence. That she should be given a penalty, if you will. That she should be cautious in the future from lighting candles in all future weeks. Mahu haknas. So what is this penalty? So yesh mi she'omrim she'tosev kol yameha. There are those that say that from this point on, for the rest of her life, she has to light, in addition to whatever her custom of candles that she normally lights, she has to light one more candle. And she'll always remember for the rest of her life that one Shabbos which she was negligent in lighting, and then hopefully she's not going to have millions of candles all over the house. She'll only have done this one time and have learned from her mistakes. The HM Shomer, some say that that's not necessary. Rather, Shebener Shel Shemin Tosib Bechol Shabbos Shabbos Ma'at Shemin Bener. If she lights instead of candles, she uses oil, so to add a little bit more oil than she normally would. Ma'at Yoser Amasha Haisa Ragila. And when it comes to Bener Shel Shabbos, when it comes to wax candles, Tadlik ner yoser oruch mibatchil. Instead of using small candles, she should instead, for the rest of her life, invest in larger candles. Not necessarily that she would have to add an extra candle, but the candle should be larger. Kivan sheish machlokis, because there's a dispute as to what one should do in the event that a person makes the mistake and doesn't light exactly what one should do for all future Shabbosos, aleha laso sheos chacham heich tinaheg, she should ask a authority, should ask a someone who's knowledgeable in this, exactly what is the minhag of that particular community in the event that such a thing would happen. Rabbi Chanan, the minhag of the Chesh Baruch, Yehudah, Tarmitzah, Shnemar, Adonai Chavetz, Samasit, Ko, Yadil, Torov, Yadir, Kaddish.